It's 10 years since the Australian Catholic Bishops' Conference launched Catholic Earth Care Australia, an agency devoted to ecological issues. Since its establishment in May of 2002, the organization has been behind three pastoral statements on key issues in the country, including the Great Barrier Reef and climate change. Lydia O'Kane spoke to the director of Catholic Earth Care Australia, Jackie Raymond, about the key ecological challenges the Earth faces over the next 10 years.
We're looking at 10 years celebrating Catholic Earth Care. But I wanted to ask you, how did this come about? Why did it come about, the idea of having a Catholic Earth Care, as it were?
I believe the idea came about through a discernment where bishops in Australia had been thinking and working with the Holy Spirit to see what their next work might be in the context of the commission, or as it was called then, the committee, the Bishops' Committee for Justice, Development and Peace. And in working that out, it was discerned by a bishop that the call to respect and care for our planet as a gift from God might be the next big task before that particular Bishops' Committee. And a special working group was set up. A layperson, an environmental lawyer, Cole Brown, began doing some work for that committee. And it was actually decided 10 years ago at the meeting of the Bishops' Plenary to give the Bishops' Committee a mandate to work on ecology and to work on it in terms of environmental education and advocacy and setting up a national network, as well as encouraging initiatives.
As you say, it's been 10 years since all this happened. What are the major achievements that Catholic Earth Care can be proud of?
Well, I think initially it put ecology in the context of the work of the bishops. So the Bishops' Committee became the Bishops' Committee for Justice, Development, Ecology and Peace. And its very first work was distributing a newly filmed video, as it used to be in VHS, called The Garden Planet. And The Garden Planet was sent to every Catholic school and parish in Australia. And it was also taken overseas by the director then, Cole Brown, to meetings of bishops in Poland and in Belgium, and it was received favourably and converted in or translated into five other languages. So that began the work of Catholic Earth Care, which quickly then turned to developing pastoral statements. And the first pastoral statement was about the Great Barrier Reef in Australia, the importance of protecting it and guarding it from difficulties around fertiliser runoff from agricultural farming and climate change and other issues. The second pastoral statement really took up the big challenge in Australia, which is our beautiful waterways. There's the Murray-Darling Basin, which is our agricultural food bowl, and it had been so badly depleted in terms of its water supply, but also the soil from salinity and other issues around degradation of the wetlands, habitat loss, beautiful river red gums dying and so forth, that they took up that issue and wrote a beautiful pastoral letter called the Murray-Darling Basin. And that is an ongoing issue in Australia, actually, and it's formed, I think for the first time, it put together a holistic picture, an ecological, social picture about this basin, which had been previously carved up state by state and dealt with in local areas only, which is why it had become so degraded. So it's now looked at as a very important national issue, and I think Catholic Earth Care's work with that has been really influential. The third pastoral letter that the bishops wrote was on climate change, and that was back in 2005, and it was launched at a national event in Canberra. And that key document and event was before we had signed on to the Kyoto Protocol in Australia. It hadn't been ratified. We'd signed on but not ratified it. And it was really calling for a change in the mindsets and hearts of Australia's people, particularly towards people in low-lying Pacific islands such as Tuvalu and Kiribati, and even in Australia up at the north in the Torres Strait. So that was a key piece of work that was done, and really heralded, I think, a change within the church. And that conference enabled a whole lot of people from different parts of the church, religious orders and congregations, as well as leaders in Catholic education and health, to engage with this whole area and experience an ecological conversion of their own, and go back to their organisations and orders to do some work with this. And a lot of wonderful things have been done since then, which is wonderful to see.
You mentioned there earlier education. How important is education in your work?
Education is very, very critical to this call for ecological conversion, because it's so much about us as Catholics and as Christians and as people understanding our belief system, our faith, not only from a theological perspective in terms of Jesus coming to earth and loving all of God's creation and being at one with it, but also healing its brokenness and taking in the vastness of the creation story that we understand through our scientific endeavours to be 13.7 billion years of God's created universe is quite an amazing thing to consider in the context of our faith. So the educational component from a theological perspective, from a sustainability perspective, and from a spiritual perspective around ecology and understanding it is a very key part of each and every one of our own personal ecological conversion and our social response through our agencies and organisations too.
How important is the Church's voice in ecological matters, and even how important is the voice of Pope Benedict XVI? He's talked an awful lot about creation. How important is that?
It's very important, I think, because when you look at Pope John Paul II heralding this call for ecological conversion back in 2001 and in the 1990s, it really inspired this change to happen at a church-wide and led level. And it's very clear that the church has a very important role to play in terms of protecting and conserving the natural world, and in terms of advocating for it to be healed in a very real way. We understand from our faith dimension that we are called into a fullness to live a life to the full, and that fullness comes about through connecting with Christ, and that all is part of this unfolding story of the created universe. So in terms of working at an advocacy level and looking after our environment, it's fundamental to our faith. It's part of what our scriptural teachings are all about, beginning right back with Genesis. And when we embody this sense of ecology in how we approach life, the scriptural messages and teachings have a great significance for us in unpacking the word and understanding our role as human beings on earth. And I think that can be championed in a way that's very unique by religions in the world today. And it's really significant to see the church being involved, because not only do we connect to our local context of place at our schools and our parishes and hospitals, but we connect globally through the Catholic Church Network, and we can really affect an amazing change by connecting to our places locally and enabling the change to happen at a global level too.
We've seen conferences on climate change. We've heard talks about global warming. What are the main challenges, do you think, that we'll all be facing over the next 10 years?
I think the main challenges that we face at this time are really to do with embodying this call for ecological conversion and enabling it to be how we live and how we work, how we pray and how we relate to everyone and to all of creation. That's something that takes a concerted and deliberate effort, a prayerfulness and a mindfulness, as well as an open-hearted response of compassion. And I think enabling us to be open to that at every moment takes a lot of discipline. And sustainability, the call for us to live in a truly sustainable way that's prudent, that honours these gifts of God's creation, that we see ourselves as part of that and we live in a way that is within our means and is very prudent, is something that's really challenging for me personally, living in Australia, in a city like Sydney. And I think it's challenging for all of us who live in our, you know, overdeveloped world where consumerism is part of the modern way of life. They're the key challenges that we all face. And changing our system in terms of the way we use energy, particularly in response to climate change, so that we have a reduction in our carbon footprint, is a major challenge for all of us at this time. And learning how to save energy is a key part, but there's lots of other things I think that we need to change as well in terms of the system of our food and how we contribute to our society through where we buy our food, where it's grown, how we play a part in nurturing habitats and preventing habitat destruction and biodiversity loss, which is growing as we continue to live on the earth. So I think they're just a few of the major challenges we have, not just in the next 10 years, but beyond.
Well, on that note, Jackie, it's been a real pleasure talking to you about this very important issue, very important topic. And thank you so much for taking the time. It's very much appreciated. Thanks again.
Oh, that's my pleasure. And I did mean to say something about our lovely Pope at the moment, who has been following the tradition of Pope John Paul II and really calling us to bring about this change in our lives and to be part of a new way of living out our faith with ecology as part of all that we do and think and pray.